It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
During an interview with FS1's Fair Game, Dwight Howard discussed the allegations about his sexuality. Dwight Howard has publicly denied being gay months after a man claimed on social media that he and the former NBA All-Star had been in a romantic relationship.
I saw all the hate, the pure hate from people that I've never met before, just pile up against me. And I think that liberated me because I saw how a lot of people would feel, whether they're gay, whether they're straight, whether they have issues. People are afraid to be who they are. But just be you, be free.
Meaning you're not gay.
I'm not gay. So just, it's a lot of people who are, and they have to hide. And it's people who have mental issues and they have to hide. It's people who have different problems in life and they have to hide. They have to put on a mask every day.
All right, but does that mean he didn't do anything with the guy?
I just think he's saying he's not gay.
But is he denying that he didn't do anything?
Yes. It was a very long clip that I listened to. I obviously can't play the full thing, but he's saying that he does not know the man
that is
claiming that he had sexual relationships with him, has never heard of him, does not know him, has never seen him, has never met him, has no idea. It's just a random internet troll, basically.
Because I feel like you could mess around, like if you're experimenting, and that doesn't mean that you're necessarily gay.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But he's saying that he has never even seen this guy before.
All right, well, thanks for clarifying all that.
Yes. Kendall Jenner fired back after a viral meme insinuated that she dated several NBA players. This is one of my favorite things that has happened in the past, week. A Twitter user wrote, "This is a playoff team, LMAO," alongside an image titled "Starting Five of NBA Players Kendall Jenner Dated." The five players included in the meme are D'Angelo Russell, Jordan Clarkson, Ben Simmons, Kyle Kuzma, and Blake Griffin. The model tweeted back and said, 2 out of 5 accurate. Yes! I absolutely love this. I think this is hilarious. There have been so many people that claim that she's dated 10 NBA players, which I know has not been true. So the one we all know is true is Ben Simmons, the 2 out of 5. I'm assuming the second one is Blake Griffin because they had been spotted a lot before, but she also has just said in the past that they're just friends. So my guess is it's Ben Simmons and Blake Griffin, but who knows? She has a lot of guy friends and she says that all the time, but yes, put the haters down. Correct them. Shut them down. I love it.
The easiest thing to do, Liv, would just be to ask all these guys that everybody thinks, oh, was she with Joe or with Porkchop? Ask them. Nobody would deny being with her. They would, that's a status thing. They would totally, oh, yeah, I was.
No, I know. But I think they've asked Blake Griffin before, and he's tiptoed around the question just because of her privacy.
Okay.
I think they want privacy, and they also want her privacy. It's kind of that thing.
Well, then I guess my plan's not that good.
No, it's really not. No, I'm just kidding. Leave the celeb gossip up to me, Joe.
All right, fine. I'll let you do it.
Luke Bryan says he gets mistaken for athletes all of the time.
Oh, gosh. I think me and Peyton Manning have gotten it a couple times. I've got Aaron Rodgers before, but A.J. McCarron, he was a quarterback for Alabama, and I was at a sushi bar in Miami the night before the national championship game. We're drinking, and this guy comes up to me and goes, "Get him tomorrow, A.J. And I'm like, "You think A.J. McCarron the night before a national championship game will be chugging sake?" But then I was proud. I was like, I'm 35 years old. He's like a 20-year-old kid. I'm like, still got it. Still looking good.
How do people not know who Luke Bryan is?
Yeah, I don't get how they don't know who he is. Also, all of the people he mentioned, all the athletes he mentioned, I don't see the resemblance at all.
I don't either.
So maybe the people running into him are also just really drunk. Maybe it's they're both
hey,
just
man,
drunk.
Hey, man, where you go, Luke Bryan?
Yeah.
Get him.
So The Bachelor created Mike Fleece is accused of attacking his pregnant wife in their home in Hawaii after demanding she get an abortion. Ugh. But he claims she lied to him about being on birth control. So Laura Fleece was granted an emergency domestic violence restraining order against her husband yesterday. The former Miss America winner, who is 10 weeks pregnant, claims Fleece attacked her after demanding she get an abortion because he didn't want a second child. He filed his own court documents claiming that she was the one who attacked him and that she vanished with their son after the incident. There is video footage of this attack.
Really?
I don't have access to it, but I know that it's out there, so I'm sure police are looking at it. So we'll figure out the real answer very shortly.
All right. Thank you, Liv. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.